Good morning. Welcome to the Community Calendar. I'm your host, Jazzy, and we got Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's going on this whole entire month, and I have Jennifer Laguerre here with Susan G. Komen. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having us on the air today.
No problem. Can you tell me exactly what it is that you do for Susan G. Komen?
I am the executive director for Susan G. Komen Dallas County, which means that I'm responsible for the entire service area of Dallas County. A lot of people assume it's just one county, but it's a very, very large county.
Yes.
And also a county that has one of the largest cities in the country. And as such, is unfortunately was just recently named a couple weeks ago the 9th city in the country to have the largest uninsured population.
Really?
Yes, which makes it even a bigger issue and a bigger need for Susan G. Komen Dallas County.
I want to talk about the history of Susan G. Komen. Of course, you have a huge walk that's coming up. That's going to be on October 19th at the North Park Mall. But before we go into the walk, and we want to get everybody registered, let's talk a little bit about the history of Susan G. Komen, why the foundation was started, and how does it help people with breast cancer?
Absolutely. And I want to just share with everyone, if they want to look up any more information, they can go to komen-dallas.org and learn more about the history of Susan G. Komen, about the race, where our funds go, etc. How does Susan G. Komen begin? It's really a beautiful story. It was a commitment between a sister and her sister and a promise that was made. And Nancy Brinker promised her dying sister, Susan G. Komen. Susan was a real person, and she was dying of breast cancer. And before her passing, Nancy made her a promise that she would do everything in her power to make sure she put an end to this disease. Little does she know that a few years later, she too would be diagnosed with breast cancer. And
finally,
she is a survivor, of course, as we all know today. But it started here, that promise and that movement started right here in Dallas, Texas. So we're proud to say that we have the very first ever Race for the Cure that started the global movement, started in Dallas, Texas. And when Nancy was sitting down trying to figure out how to start fulfilling this promise that she made to her sister, she started sitting down on the floor, just like any of us would, with a shoebox and some names of her friends and committed people. And that's still who we are today. We've just grown exponentially larger since the early 1980s into the voice of thousands and thousands and now millions around the globe.
There's so many people affected with breast cancer. And do you think that they'll find a cure soon? Or what kind of advancements has Susan G. Komen as an organization helped as far as the advancement of finding a cure for breast cancer?
I love that you asked this question because this is probably one of the ones that we get asked a lot. And the truth is, what has become such common knowledge today was not common knowledge back then. So what we've learned is that the more we learn, the less we know. When Susan G. Komen started back in the early 80s, one of the things that everyone assumed was that there was one type of breast cancer, and it was the same type of breast cancer for all women, and the assumption that men didn't have breast cancer either, so that was another issue. And as we started funding research, what we started to discover was that there's actually so many different types of breast cancer, and that with respect to these different types of breast cancer is that they impact people differently.
Yes.
So how a Caucasian woman has breast cancer and how she fights it is very different from an African-American woman who has breast cancer and how she fights it. And the other thing is that the assumption was also made back in the early 80s that one treatment fits all. In reality, if you look at yourself or myself, we're two very different people.
Right.
And so our treatments had to be different. And so what we've learned is that Komen-funded research has basically discovered, and this is what's sometimes comical because people accept it as like, well, we all know that there's different types of breast cancer. But in the beginning, we didn't.
Right.
And now we do. We also know that there's ways to extend, and we also know about early detection. And I think that that's probably the most significant, especially in the African-American populations, where when they're finding out that they have breast cancer, most often they're finding out in stage 3 and stage 4, when it's in its later stages of advancement, and unfortunately when it's its most deadliest form.
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up, Jennifer, because why is it the breast cancer, why is it so much more potent in African-American women or Latino women opposed to Caucasian women?
There's not necessarily that there's more African-American women and Hispanic women that have breast cancer. The challenge is really it's a more aggressive form in African-American women. And by the time that they're finding out that they have breast cancer, it's in stage 3 and stage 4. So what we have are a population of women who are African American or Hispanic, mm-hmm. and depending on their cultures and what they believe in and who they trust, mm-hmm. to be frank, is going to kind of hinder whether or not they go seek medical help. And most often what we're also learning is that they don't have necessarily a medical home.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't identified a place where they feel comfortable, that they have trust, that they respect, that they can go to go get the help. And so mm-hmm. one of the things that Susan G. Komen Dallas County tries to do through the items such as like the race and some of our other fundraisers mm-hmm. is that we try to raise the funds to make sure that these resources are available in their areas where they live, where they work, and it's easily accessible for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're funding a lot of these resources. So, for example, in Dallas County, we're actually very fortunate. We have 3 mobile mammography units.
Wow.
And Susan G. Komen Dallas County, we actually fund mm-hmm. these mobile mammography units to go out into different areas. So mm-hmm. if you don't have transportation, if maybe you're on, you know, you're an hourly employee and you mm-hmm. can't take the time off of work because that means that you can't pay your bills.
Right.
We're trying to bring those resources to your community to make it as accessible as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is that we don't want where you live or your inability to pay for those services
yes.
to be another barrier for you getting those.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest thing that I always like to share with people is that Susan G. Komen Dallas County, we are actually making sure that those resources, and that if you can't afford to pay, we're helping to cover that.
See, that's a big deal with a lot of people. They can't afford, you know, say they go get a mammogram and it's free, but then they can't afford the chemo if they find out that they have breast cancer, or they can't afford the radiations or the medications or everything else, that the checkups that go along with curing themselves. So that's a big problem with the demographic as far as them not having the proper resources to take care of the disease.
Absolutely. And with Komen, that's one thing that we recognize. So we don't just stop with mm-hmm. the screening mammograms. If your mammogram comes back and it's abnormal, we're also funding those agencies and organizations in and around Dallas County that are able to cover at no cost again to this individual who may have received an abnormal screening mammogram
mm-hmm.
to get their diagnosis checked and mm-hmm. stuff. And hopefully it's not breast cancer. But if it comes back and it is breast cancer, we don't want to say, oh, you know, sorry to hear that. Good luck trying to find treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So we're also covering the cost for treatment. So mm-hmm. women are able to continue through the entire continuum of care as it relates to breast health to go ahead and get the coverage for their screening mammogram, get the coverage for their diagnosis, get the coverage for their treatment. And then if they're halted by transportation, we're also
yeah.
covering the cost for transportation to and from their breast cancer treatment. Those things are important to us. Our community is important to us, but it all comes back down to, in order to cover these services, and we cover 11 organizations mm-hmm. in and around Dallas County, we need people to step up. We need
yeah.
them to register for the race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know everyone says, oh, there's so much pink in the month of October.
Yeah.
Pink means something.
It does.
Pink means you choose to purchase pink, you choose to donate to Komen,
mm-hmm.
then we're reinvesting back into our community. We're taking care of people who need us here and now. So when mm-hmm. that phone rings, and I have a woman who's self-employed, she has 3 mm-hmm. children at home, mm-hmm. She is a widow, and she doesn't know what to do, but
mm-hmm.
she felt a lump and she's scared.
Right.
We're being able to say, we can help you, and we're giving them peace of mind.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, with the implementation of the Affordable Health Care Act, that will also be able to help people who are uninsured get insurance so they can at least try to maintain the disease, or at least the pre-existing. If they had it before and they lost it, they can still get coverage. So hopefully that'll help some people. But I know a lot of people are listening to you right now and they're thinking, like, I didn't know Susan G. Komen offers so many different services. And how can they find out the hospitals and the places that you help donate to so they can go solicit those places if they need help?
The best place to go is to our website, to komen-dallas.org. I can't say that enough. It's the one place of shopping. If you're looking for breast health related charities in and around Dallas County,
mm-hmm.
we have a listing of all of them there. Also the ones that we're actively funding currently.
Mm-hmm.
We have year-round funding opportunities and such. And so the important thing is also the balance of both ends. So we're taking care of people here and now, but we're also investing some of those funds into research. And so
mm-hmm.
we're looking to the future to find the cure. So that way you don't have me sitting here talking
exactly.
about aggressive forms of breast cancer. We're now talking about, you know, how we've minimized those mm-hmm. numbers, and we're helping more people become survivors.
Yes. Well, I'm speaking with Jennifer LaGuerre. She is the executive director with Susan G. Komen, and they have a huge walk coming up. It is on October 19th, and we would love everybody everybody to come out, register. Let's get to the good stuff. Okay, so the race is coming up. Are you walking?
I'll be doing a lot of walking that day. I don't necessarily know that I ever make it along the race route, so it's always fun when people come back and they say, oh, they were doing this on the race route and they were doing that. I was like, that's great. I don't ever get to make it that way. But yes, I will be out there.
So for people who don't know about the race and how it works, but they see other people being a part of it, how many people do you have to have on a team?
We always encourage 10 to a team, but we have teams that some people are like their families are their teams. And so it's so we make it as easy as possible to register. Mm-hmm. So individuals can register online mm-hmm. at Komen-Dallas.org. Another exciting thing that we have is that we're also partnering up with the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh.
And so on Tuesday, October 15th, at Sports Authority on 75 and Park Lane, we're going to have a Cowboys registration rally.
Neat.
Dallas Cowboys will be out there. They'll have their cheerleaders out there rallying everybody to get excited, get registered for the cure.
Mm-hmm.
We make it as easy as possible. We'll also have on-site registration going
okay.
on at North Park Center. And of course, Saturday, October 19th at North Park Center. If you need more information about the race, we encourage you to go online to Komen-Dallas.org or give us a call at 214-750-7223.
Okay. Is there a minimum amount that's preset in order to join the race?
No. The registration amount is currently set at $35.
Okay.
And so that is what we do encourage. But if you're a youth, then it's also $20 and stuff. And so we do encourage you to register early because prices do go up as we get closer to the race. And the other thing that I would encourage people is if you're sitting there and you're listening to this and you hear $35, mm-hmm. you know, what does that really go to? I'll share with you that it's $25 to make sure that a woman can get to and from her breast cancer mm-hmm. treatments.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're questioning the value of $35, I hope that you keep that in mind because every dollar makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Every, whether it's $5, $10, $15, it all adds up and it all goes to maybe your neighbors, mm-hmm. maybe somebody that you know.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people have been affected by breast cancer. I've personally been affected. My grandmother passed away due to breast cancer, so I never even got a chance to meet my grandmother. I know the importance of getting the word out about breast cancer. The gene runs in my family. I'm sure people are listening right now. And what if someone's listening and they're saying, oh, goodness, I don't think I can do a 5K, but I would like to donate, or I'd like to come out and just watch the festivities. Can they do that?
We really encourage everyone to get online and register. It helps us kind of keep track of our numbers and stuff.
Okay.
There's only so much space at North Park Center,
okay.
and we are always happy to have everybody there.
Okay.
Again, Komen-Dallas.org. They can go online and register. We have a lot of people that come out and share their stories. And more importantly, I want to share also, if you're a survivor and you're listening to this, whether you are just found out that you're a survivor or you've mm-hmm. been a survivor for years. If you've never participated in our Survivor March, it is probably mm-hmm. the most impactful moment of our race when you see thousands of survivors. And the best part of our event and with this particular march is when you see the newly diagnosed survivors
mm-hmm.
marching along with survivors who've been there for 40 and 50 years.
Yeah.
And the feedback that we get from those newly diagnosed survivors is very powerful. They come back to us and they say, I thought I was alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I often wonder, how can you feel alone when everyone complains about seeing pink everywhere?
Yes.
But when you're told that you have breast cancer,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
it's all about you in that moment. And you can't hear anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And so to surround yourself with fellow survivors is will help you rally and
move
yeah. forward. So if you know a survivor, if you are a survivor, we encourage you to come out Saturday, October 19th. Go online, check us out, Komen-Dallas.org.
Come out, support this cause. We actually have on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show a lady named Ebony Steele. She is a breast cancer survivor. So it has hit us here, working here at Radio 1, and I'm sure it's hit a lot of people out here, but the key is early detection. And so even if you don't have insurance, there are a lot of places out there willing to help you. So if you go to the website,
Komen-Dallas.org, if you mm-hmm. go to our website, it lists the names of the organizations and agencies that we fund. So if you don't have the ability to pay, then you can reach out to us and we'll make sure that we get you connected. If you don't live in our service area, we're also mm-hmm. helping to connect people with resources in their areas where they live and stuff. So
okay.
we're constantly connecting with different individuals in our community.
That is so wonderful. Jennifer, I want to thank you again for coming in and speaking with me regarding the huge huge race October 19th. Please go and sign up, support breast cancer awareness. And I mean, this isn't the only event that you have. I'm sure you have other events going on.
We do. We tend to keep a little bit busy throughout the year because breast cancer doesn't just happen in the month of October. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in activating with us in any kind of way, we encourage you just to keep tabs on our website, mm-hmm. list it as a favorite, and you know, join us on our listserv and our newsletters, and we'll keep you posted on anything that's happening.
You on Facebook, Twitter?
Yes, we are. Thank
you. Wow, everybody's on Facebook and Twitter.
Anything and everything you want to know about Coleman, Dallas County through our social media. We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Okay.
I'm sure that there's probably a long list of other things that we're at, but just you can find us at Coleman Dallas.
All right, perfect. Thank you again for coming in, and we'll see you at the race.
Yes, thank you.